So, Callan, how are you?
Good, good, good. Good being here in London with the sun out. That's always nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you enjoying it? You seeing the sights?
No, not at all. Not at all. We've been doing all press these last couple of days, or I have. But I've been to London numerous times for different Twilight conventions and just travel. So I'm pretty accustomed to London. I've done the tours. It's just nice to be here with the sun out.
And what about the UK in general? Do you like it?
There's just the history. You know, honestly, I love driving past monuments. I love Parliament. I love, you know, the Eye and Big Ben. There's just so many things that you can, so many monuments here that you drive by and people just walk by on a normal basis.
Yeah, it's quite spectacular in London. Now, but I was going to say, you, with your motorbike passion, really must get up to Scotland with the roads there. They're fantastic for bikers.
Yeah, I talked to Gerard Butler about that when we were in Rio, and
he
commented about
out.
That. We had some fun. What happens in Rio stays in Rio.
Did he lead you astray?
No. No, I had three older brothers who did that when I was young. So,
but you were there to watch the football, right?
Yes.
Did you have a good time?
I did. You know what? I love American football, and the Super Bowl I've been to for the last couple of years. It's been an honor to be able to go to that. But the World Cup really just takes it to the 10th degree. You have fans from around the world who flock in here, and the passion that they share, especially it being a four-year tournament, essentially, there's just so much love for it. And what I really love is the field. The field, like in American football, it's very long and skinny. So it's hard if you're on any side of the 50-yard line to see what's going on the other side of the field. But for soccer or football, it's the right size. So where we were sitting in the corner, you could see the whole field.
Bet you had really good seats.
Yeah, I think so. You know what was strange, though? That they didn't serve candy or popcorn or anything like that.
Well, it's kind of becoming more, I suppose the Premier League is getting a bit more kind of Americanized, and that we've got some cheerleaders now, and, you know, it's kind of moving that way. And you get some great food at Chelsea if you go there.
Thank God for that.
It's a good tip. Are you going to be seeing any Premier League matches? Are you going to be over long enough for the start of the season?
I leave tomorrow.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
Because football's getting really so big in the States now in terms
I'm excited. Hopefully 8 years we'll, you know, 8 to 12 years, I think we'll win a World Cup.
Well, you played quite well.
Surprisingly.
Better than England.
Yeah, we, you know, against Germany it was 1-0. 1-0, so we almost beat the winners, or, you know, tied them at least.
So you were hanging out with Gerard Butler. Would you have a lot of showbiz friends? Like, is that the kind of set that you move in? Would a lot of your friends and things be, I suppose, actors and celebrities and things like that?
No. Actually, I mean, that was the most I've met Jerry a couple times and we've hung out, but that was the most. Him and Taylor Kitsch, it was kind of us down there for Budweiser, and Rihanna was there. So it was just a really good group of people just hanging out. But my normal circle, I don't really, I have a lot of actor friends, but I don't really hang out with a lot of actors. I kind of just, you know, have my old group of friends and, you know, kind of a lone wolf at times. Yeah, I have some friends from school and then friends who I met before I started acting.
And what do they think about your fame?
They love it because they get a lot of free stuff out of it. They say I'm deserving of it. I work hard and, you know, keep my feet on solid ground and, you know, make good decisions and don't make bad decisions. No DUIs or anything like that. But, you know, it's just a blessing. You know, it really is. I really love what I do. And if you have a passion for something, success will follow. So
let's talk about The Expendables. It's very exciting. What a cast. What was it like to film for you, Kellen?
Every second of every minute of every hour of every day was just exciting to be a part of this movie. I never wanted to leave home. I've been trying to be a part of this franchise since 2009 when I auditioned for the first one. They had a young expendable role written in there. And Sly loved what I did. And essentially, they wrote the character out. There just wasn't enough dialogue for the other guys. And they saved it for the second movie, which I couldn't do because I was shooting Eclipse, I believe. So then Liam did that. And I was like, you know, maybe that was the only young expendable role that was going to be introduced. Well, lucky enough for me, they did a whole, you know, intro of another younger ensemble cast in the third one, and I get to lead that one, and I live. So hopefully get to do a fourth, fifth, and sixth.
your real break was Twilight. I mean, I know you did a lot before that, but yeah, it was definitely. It was the role that really brought you, I suppose, into the public.
Yeah.
And got you kind of really, really super famous. How, I mean, do you find it hard to shake off Emmett, or do you want to shake off Emmett?
No. You know, every role I choose, look, if you're going to typecast me as the big guy, great. Because I want to do action movies, and that's the perfect size type to do those. Emmett, I bring with me to every role. I learned so much about myself playing that role and just diving in, and I'm very similar to that character. So it's nice to implement him, and a lot of the roles kind of pull from, because at the end of the day, you're layering parts of yourself into these characters and just making them your own. So Emmett's always going to be a part of Kellen, and Kellen's going to throw himself into every role, so he's around for good.
And you've got quite a few juicy roles either coming up or you've just finished filming. You were working with Winona Ryder, is that right?
Yeah, for Experimenter, yeah.
Yeah, what's that like?
Amazing. You know, that's what I love about the acting industry. You can really apply yourself to a multitude of different genres, whatever you're passionate about. And for me, I was really into Stanley Milgram, the study of him. I played William Shatner, again, another awesome, awesome actor. I'd love to do a movie with. You know, I got to play him. And, you know, it's all about the 10 states. So it's a retelling of that story about the electrotherapy and the studies that took place there. So working with Pierce Skarsgård, who plays Stanley in the movie, just really great actors to work with. So it's really nice to do my big action movies and then to tone it down and do a simple million-dollar budget indie.
What was it like working with Winona? I always think
I had no scenes with her.
Oh, did you not?
No,
okay. All
but
right.
I wish I did.
Yeah, were you hoping that you might bump into her on set?
Yeah. I mean, they had to squeeze my stuff in within a small little window. So, you know, I kind of shot all my stuff as fast as I could.
So you're very healthy and you're very sporty. Like, how much do you work out and how important is it to you to look after yourself?
It's very important. It's, you know, with cancer nowadays, you really have to take care of yourself. For me, I've just always lived an active lifestyle. I've always just pushed myself. I don't sleep too much, and it's not, studies can tell you need this, you need that. Diets, you need to do this, you need to do that. I think you need to learn about yourself. That's the most important thing. So when I did all my studies, I love chemistry, I love science, I love math. I'm very interested in the human body and essentially my body. You know, you want to take the precautions and necessary steps to live a healthy life. So get your test done, get your allergy tests, get your blood work done, figure out what's good for your body, what's not good for your body. Learn your blood type and really do research on what is really good for your blood type. I'm A positive, so I should be vegan, essentially, but I love meat. So, you know, it's just educating yourself and applying that. I drink a lot of alkaline waters because disease can only fester in acidic environments. So a lot of people say that's a big hoopla as far as if you raise your alkaline base level, that your body's going to counteract that by, you know, creating more acidic, pH levels in your body. You know, I feel better when I drink alkaline. I think you have to listen to yourself. You got to try things. You got to see what works for your body, what kind of foods are great for your body. And I live an active lifestyle. I get bored at the gym. I swim a lot. I love being in the water. And just like eating, it's just as important what you're putting in your body as what you're doing with your body. And find out what kind of workouts you like.
Come on, you must have a sneaky glass of wine. Now and again.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
no, I drink.
Yeah, good.
I drink.
You let your hair down then. Just finally then, Kellen, you're turning 30 next year. This is a big milestone for you. How are you feeling about this and what lies ahead for you? What do you want for the future? Love, romance, settle down, have a family? You know, what do you want?
I mean, that's always a part of the game plan. I ideally would love to find my potential wife by 32, 33, have 2 years of amazing honeymoon stage, her being my fiance and get married or maybe a year. I don't know. I mean, I don't put any dates on anything. I think that's one of the most magical things about what I get to do in this industry. People back home, they got married, had kids when they're really young. And then it's like, well, what do we do next? And you really see the aging process, as far as not, like, the great thing about what I do is I have no idea what tomorrow brings. So it keeps me young. It keeps me on my toes. Yeah, there's hard times. It's hard because, you know, we're in an industry where people say you aren't good enough. You're too tall. You're too big. You're too pretty. You're too ugly. And, you know, there's always...
harsh.
There's always negativity there. But if you don't mind it, it's actually really kind of fun because it's the mystery of what tomorrow brings. I can do a, you know, movie tomorrow with, you know, Robert Redford or George Clooney or... you know, play He-Man tomorrow. I'll get the phone call and be like, hey, we want you. And it's like, yep, dropping everything. Let's do it.
But you're okay with getting older and you're not going to go down the Botox route.
No, no. I think that's the most amazing thing. You're working with this cast and, you know, men in this industry, thank God I'm a guy because we get better the more wrinkles we have. Women, I just...
That's so wrong.
It is. But, you know, everyone's looking for the... new hot young thing. For guys, it's like, well, who's the old guy that we can stick in here? And
it's changing, though. I think.
Is it?
I think so.
In what way?
Definitely. Well, I think that kind of alien face where it doesn't move and it doesn't have any expression.
Well, that's.
I don't think that. I think people are recognizing that Botox and fillers and things aren't appealing.
No, definitely not. Especially like kids who are doing it at 16, 17, even getting implants, you know, breast implants. It's like your body hasn't fully grown yet to know what you even have there. So then if you're doing that, and what I actually heard... someone had educated me, and I think it's true, is like if you keep on getting facelifts and Botox when you're pregnant, say you started when you were 16, which is way too young anyways, and then you get pregnant, you can't be on any of that stuff. So when you're, you know, in the pregnancy stage for 9 months, your face is going to be like down here, and it's like, who are you? It's just, don't do it. Just don't do it.
Yeah, it's not for you anyways. You're quite content with turning 30 and you're going to have a big party.
I mean, I feel young. I feel beyond my age in wisdom just because I've had a lot of older mentors in my life. And I'm a young buck. I feel 21.
I think you look pretty good for your age. Kellen, thank you very, very much for joining us. And
thank you.
Wish you all the best with the rest of your stay in the UK.
Thank you so much.